Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2241, Four Tips to Fast Track Wealth by Dawn Dalby of DawnDalby.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We have a new author today. I'll tell you more about Dawn after the reading. So for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Four Tips to Fast Track Wealth by Dawn Dalby of DawnDalby.com. We all tend to be creatures of habit, and many of us would prefer to follow our usual routines each day rather than having to deviate due to unexpected challenges. When faced with change, either through transitioning seasons, career moves, or other circumstances, many of us may start to feel anxiety and fear creep in. We aren't comfortable with getting uncomfortable. Much like the changes to our routines throughout the year, changing market dynamics and alterations in our investment plans can make it hard to see the positives of change in our financial plans. Our plans may become clouded by things like inflation and poor performance for a period, but we need to know how to continue with our growth and progress despite the short-term challenges we may experience. Change in any category of life removes the three things we so often lean on for security: predictability, reliability, and timing. Altering these characteristics, even for just a brief period, in our lives and our finances can cause some unease. So how can we eliminate the feelings of uncertainty specifically surrounding our finances during seasons of change? Number one, evaluating income. Most people probably think that the right income for them would simply be more income, especially when their investment portfolios may not be performing to the highest standard. However, the reality is, if we don't properly manage what we have, gaining more isn't helpful. Having more money doesn't change the mindset or behaviors behind our current financial status. So the notion of needing more isn't necessarily required to improve the quality of our finances. Instead, what's needed is an in-depth analysis of how our finances are organized and utilized to create an optimal spending plan. The place to begin is with our income. Our income from our careers should allow for savings, cover our monthly expenses, and lend to some flexibility in spending around our core values. If the income being brought in doesn't do so, the option is to find something that provides more income or increase our skills to better position ourselves for negotiating a pay increase. While this decision isn't easy, it may be necessary to relieve uncertainty during seasons of change. Besides the obvious financial need, we also need to evaluate if our careers are helping us meet our values and goals, or if they're holding us back. The benefits of a job should far exceed the number on our pay stub, so we need to be sure we're looking at the whole picture. Make sure to examine responsibilities or tasks required in your current position to determine if they're meeting your personal values and goals while utilizing your strengths and abilities and talents. Determine if the income is fair compensation for the work being done and can provide the desired lifestyle if managed correctly. And evaluate whether the position offers the growth, flexibility, and opportunity to continue pursuing long-term goals both inside and outside of work. Earning an income is the catalyst for experiencing either abundance or scarcity, so it's vitally important to be compensated fairly, which includes more than just a paycheck. But most importantly, our job should be utilizing our strengths on a day-to-day basis to provide fulfillment and eliminate feelings of unsteadiness or doubt. Number two, create a spending plan. Once we've evaluated our income, creating a spending plan follows naturally. Developing such a plan requires careful analysis for compatibility among all aspects of our finances and lifestyle. One's total worth includes their income, assets, debts, beliefs, purpose, strengths, values, and goals. It might seem like a lot, but when these pieces are aligned, it's much easier to see and pursue the vision of living wealthy. When these pieces are not aligned, for example, if someone's spending far outweighs their income, it'll be much more difficult to align their financial plan with their personal goals. Many times, we spend too much time and money on things in life that provide little or no personal or professional value. We do this because we're attempting to fill an unmet need. We impulsively buy expensive and unnecessary items to meet our emotional needs because we feel insecure and fearful. Too often, our purchases still leave us wanting more and don't solve the underlying issues. Careless spending can hinder the growth of our personal and financial worth. A spending plan should highlight the areas where unnecessary spending is occurring and redirect those funds towards the things we value to better serve our true wants and needs, not our emotional responses. The best part? When we're spending in the right areas, it's guilt-free. Consider the following to decrease financial unsteadiness. Committing to a set contribution amount each month despite market fluctuations can make it easier to predict the future value of a portfolio. Setting up a systematic bank transfer removes the need to remember to transfer funds manually and eliminates the possibility of forgetting to save on a regular basis. And regularly setting meetings with an advisor to monitor and make changes in our financial plan where necessary. A spending plan should be predictable, reliable, and timely, the three things that we rely on for security. Number three, invest in yourself and your future. Many people hold tight to their money because they believe there isn't enough of it, or they think having more money will guarantee happiness. However, our wealth is only limited by our beliefs, and our happiness should never be reliant on our bank account. Investing our time and our money into things that will help us achieve our personal and financial goals is the most effective and efficient way to fast-track our wealth, ultimately allowing us to create more alignment in all areas of our lives. Savings. Despite the amount of income earned, saving for the future needs to be a non-negotiable. Unfortunately, we can never fully anticipate what life will throw at us. So creating a cash reserve for emergencies can minimize a large majority of our fear and uneasiness during seasons of change. Investing. Determining goals, both short and long-term, can help guide our investment strategies, and taking advantage of programs, such as company match programs for retirement, can accelerate our progress. Having the help of a qualified financial advisor can help us to greatly increase the rate of results. And number four, stay focused. Life's responsibilities, a lack of commitment, and any number of fears can tear us away from what we truly desire in life. Having a plan with reasonable milestones can help us regain confidence, even during seasons of change. Creating security and organization in all areas of our lives, including our finances, can be simplified to these three things: creating a solid plan that will withstand unforeseen circumstances, continuing with regular accountability regardless of progress, and evaluating whether our values and goals are being met through day-to-day activities. Building our wealth involves a commitment of resources, including our time and money. It's time to organize our finances and create and enjoy a life we love. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Tips to Fast Track Wealth by Dawn Dalby of DawnDalby.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Thank you to Dawn. Dawn is a certified financial planner and wealth wellness expert who teaches people how to live wealthy, spelled W-E-L-L-T-H-Y. She's also the author of Live Wealthy, Own Your Worth, Grow Your Wealth. As a fiduciary with over 20 years of experience providing financial advice, Dawn has not only led her clients from moderate incomes to affluence, but she's helped them become truly wealthy. Her approach helps people learn to save for tomorrow without having to sacrifice living today by merging the most effective teachings of self-help with finance to create a unique focus on spending freedom. Dawn's engaging coaching style and results-oriented approach to spending and saving has led her to become a sought-after speaker, a regular contributor to Worth Magazine, and a media personality offering expert advice. Come by DawnDalby.com, which is linked in this episode's description. And big thanks again to Dawn for letting us share her work on all of our shows. I think we can increase a sense of security by focusing on the things we can control, because there's so much that we can't control. We can't control the volatility of the stock market or even the job security we might think we have with our employers. But we can control a lot of areas of our spending, and we can be intentional about how much we save and invest. I used to feel a sense of security in my six-figure income, so it was hard to walk away from that when I quit my job 2 years ago. It took me a while to realize that there was no security in my W-2 job. That was an illusion. My security was rooted in my savings, investments, and most importantly, the skills, experience, and talents that I can leverage to earn money however I choose. Another thing that helps me feel secure when it comes to investing is that I keep a strong cash position. I hold about a year of expenses in cash, which some people think is too much. However, it helps me invest for the long term and not worry about the volatility of the market. My strong cash position makes it unlikely that I'll have to sell any investments prematurely or during a market correction, which gives me a sense of security. Well, that will do it for today. Thanks so much for listening all the way through, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.